For thousands of years, a golden yellow root was treasured in ancient Chinese medicine. Today, this natural compound could improve the lives of 830 million people suffering from diabetes worldwide. The clinical results of this plant-based solution are simply astonishing and come without the negative side effects of conventional medicines. Hey, I'm your host Regis, and today it's time again to explore 10 remarkable stories that will restore your faith in humanity. From protecting endangered species to a heartwarming story about medical debt being paid, we've got it all today. Ancient Chinese medicine helps with diabetes. 830 million people worldwide live with diabetes, and daily medication is a lifeline, but it often comes with unwanted side effects. Picture taking a single plant-based pill that not only controls blood sugar, but also simultaneously improves heart and liver health. That's exactly what researchers from Peking University People's Hospital have achieved with a promising new treatment. The secret? Berberine, extracted from plants used in traditional Chinese medicine for centuries. In clinical trials, patients taking the highest dose saw their blood sugar levels improve dramatically, with over half reaching target levels after just 12 weeks. But here's where this development becomes truly remarkable. Unlike many diabetes medications that cause weight gain, patients taking this natural compound maintained their weight while seeing improvements in multiple health markers. For the 90% of diabetics with type 2 diabetes, this plant-derived treatment offers new hope beyond synthetic drugs. It's a powerful reminder that sometimes the most promising medicine comes from rediscovering ancient wisdom. Safer packaging for canned tuna. After exploring promising diabetes treatments, let's look at an innovation that might make one of our favorite seafoods even healthier. Scientists from Chalmers University of Technology have developed a new packaging approach that reduces mercury in canned tuna by 35%. So, how does it work? The packaging uses what scientists call active packaging, a water solution containing high amounts of the amino acid cysteine. During the canning process, this solution actively interacts with the tuna meat. The cysteine attracts the methylmercury compounds in the fish and draws them out. This prevents the mercury from binding to human tissue when consumed, making the tuna significantly safer, especially for pregnant women and nursing mothers who are often advised to limit their tuna consumption. According to Mehdi Abdullahi, associate professor and coordinator of the Detox Pack Project at Chalmers, their team aims to improve food safety and contribute to enhanced human health through this innovation. On top of that, a long-term study has shown that tuna may already have natural protection against mercury toxicity through its high selenium content, which could further change how we view mercury risks in seafood. Moving from food safety innovations to computing breakthroughs, Amazon has recently unveiled its first quantum chip, named Ocelot. This chip aims to address one of quantum computing's most significant challenges, error correction. Quantum computers face a fundamental obstacle. They are incredibly sensitive systems, where even the slightest disturbance can cause computational errors. Amazon's approach uses special cat qubits, named after Schrödinger's famous thought experiment. These qubits store quantum information in tiny hollow structures that contain microwave radiation. The design shows promising efficiency. It only needs 1/10 the number of qubits to store the same information as traditional methods. According to Amazon, this improvement could reduce manufacturing costs to a fifth of current designs and potentially accelerate the development of practical quantum applications by 5 years. While still in the prototype stage, Ocelot represents an important step forward in making quantum computing more reliable and eventually more accessible. From global commitments to real action on the ground, here's conservation success unfolding in England's countryside. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds has expanded its Geltsdale sanctuary by a third, creating England's largest bird reserve in the North Pennines. This milestone now protects over 5,500 hectares of diverse habitats, from blanket bog and heath to meadows and woodland. What makes this achievement significant is the sanctuary's role as a lifeline for endangered species. Geltsdale serves as one of the few remaining nesting sites for the hen harrier, a bird of prey pushed to the brink of extinction. Last year alone, 8 hen harrier chicks successfully fledged at the reserve, offering hope for this threatened species. What truly sets Geltsdale apart is its approach to conservation. the so-called RSPB is pioneering a model that balances rewilding with sustainable farming, using technologies like invisible fencing, where cattle wear GPS-enabled collars that eliminate dangerous physical barriers. This project demonstrates how conservation and agriculture can work together to create healthier, more diverse ecosystems while maintaining productive farmland. Looking further at stunning comebacks in the natural world, Nepal has rediscovered one of the world's most rarely seen mammals. After an incredible 185-year absence from scientific records, the Asian small-clawed otter has been confirmed in the country. The remarkable moment happened at the meeting of two rivers in Nepal's Dadaldura district. Forestry officials found an injured juvenile otter that was tiny, no bigger than a house cat. Not immediately recognizing the species, they nursed the small animal while sharing photos with wildlife experts. The response was thrilling. They had found the world's smallest otter species, not officially recorded in Nepal since 1839. For conservation groups, this discovery validates years of persistence. Despite suggestions to remove the small clawed otter from Nepal's wildlife list due to its long absence, researchers maintained hope that the species still existed somewhere in the country. Well, that hope has finally been rewarded, and the timing honestly couldn't be better. This rediscovery adds important context as Nepal finalizes conservation plans to protect its otter species amidst growing environmental challenges. Following the otter discovery in Nepal, two significant animal welfare victories are unfolding across the globe. Norway has officially ended fur farming nationwide. This phases out an industry that once included nearly 300 farms with minks and foxes, and the conditions on these farms were deeply concerning. Wild animals lived in tiny wire cages where many developed severe psychological distress and physical ailments. A Norwegian government spokesperson explained that this decision reflects modern societal values regarding animal treatment. With a $50 million compensation plan, Norway is helping farmers to transition to new livelihoods while maintaining their commitment to animal welfare. Across the Atlantic Ocean, Massachusetts has taken similar action to protect animals. The state now prohibits elephants, lions, tigers, and other exotic animals from circus performances. The Massachusetts legislation authorizes penalties ranging from $500 to $10,000 per animal and comes after more than two decades of advocacy work. Governor Healey emphasized that circuses have long harmed animal welfare for the sake of entertainment. Massachusetts joins five other states, including California and New Jersey, in protecting these magnificent creatures from the harsh conditions of traveling circus environments. These developments highlight a meaningful shift in how society values animals, prioritizing compassion over outdated entertainment traditions. From animal welfare advances to human health improvements, a new report reveals Ireland's healthcare system is achieving remarkable outcomes, according to the recently released Health in Ireland Key Trends 2024 report. Irish citizens now enjoy an average life expectancy of 82.6 years, the fifth highest in the European Union. Nearly 80% of Irish residents report that their health is good or very good, the highest rate in the EU. What's driving this success, though? Ireland's approach to healthcare funding has been decisive. The country allocated 23.4 billion euros to healthcare in 2023, the highest in the nation's history. With the government covering 77.4% of health costs, the financial burden on their citizens is significantly reduced compared to many other countries. This substantial investment has enabled Ireland to address a critical challenge facing many European nations: healthcare staffing shortages. While 20 EU countries reported doctor shortages in recent years, Ireland has expanded its medical workforce dramatically, increasing hospital doctors by 61.3% and nurses by 34.9% over the past decade. A key factor in this workforce expansion has been Ireland's international recruitment strategy. Over 40% of doctors working in Ireland are foreign trained, helping the country to overcome the limitations of domestic medical education pipelines. The impact of these investments is clear in the health outcomes. Between 2014 and 2023, Ireland saw significant reductions in mortality rates from major diseases, including a 14.7% drop in cancer deaths and a 27.7% decrease in deaths from heart disease. As Ireland's population continues to grow and age, these healthcare improvements provide a valuable model for delivering better health outcomes through strategic investment and workforce development. Before we continue, we would love to have you join our good news community. Subscribe for your weekly dose of good news from all around the world. And now, let's continue with our next story. Initiative canceled $1.8 billion in medical bills. Crossing the Atlantic again from Ireland to the United States, we find a remarkable financial initiative in Maine that's bringing relief to thousands. Mainers for Working Families has partnered with Undo Medical Debt to cancel $1.8 million in medical bills for 1,500 people across the state. The most remarkable part is that they accomplished this with a donation of just $12,740. How the heck did they pull this off? The answer lies in the economics of old medical debt. When patients can't pay hospital bills for years, those debts lose tremendous value to healthcare providers. Facing uncertainty about collection and legal costs, hospitals often sell these debt claims for pennies on the dollar. This nonprofit partnership takes advantage of this reality, purchasing old medical debts at drastically reduced rates and then canceling them completely. According to Evan LeBrun, the nonprofit's executive director, they felt compelled to take action, knowing that they could make a significant difference for these families struggling with medical debt. The program specifically targeted residents in the most difficult situations, those with medical debts exceeding 5% of their annual income or living far below the poverty line. This Maine initiative is part of a larger movement that's already eliminated $14.8 billion in medical debts for thousands of Americans, transforming a seemingly insurmountable problem into genuine financial healing. From erasing medical debt to equipping the next generation, a British university is pioneering a new approach to climate education. The University of Sussex has announced the United Kingdom's first undergraduate degree in climate justice, set to launch in 2026. The demand for this kind of education is pretty significant. A recent Future Forum survey found that 72% of teens want more relevant and rigorous climate education, looking beyond science to understand the human impact of our changing world. What makes this program innovative is its practical, experiential approach to learning. According to Will Locke, co-convener of the new course, the university is focused on engaging students with real-world challenges. Students will create podcasts, work in the university's forest garden, and directly engage with communities affected by environmental justice. The degree will blend expertise in climate politics and environmental human rights with practical skills needed to drive meaningful change worldwide. This program represents an important step in preparing students to address our complex environmental challenges. And that's it for today's video. Which of these positive stories inspired you the most? Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.